Father, as we sing, Holy, 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 we receive your power, your love. We want to thank you this morning that again we don't have to be like the Israelites where only Moses could come and see your glory. We can all come to you, Father, this morning because of Jesus. And through your Son, Jesus Christ, we can approach your throne. We can worship. We can behold your glory. And that's why we're asking that in your incredible way, you will open the eyes of our heart so that we may behold you, we may know you, we may just begin to really see beyond just the natural senses and really begin to see your glory in every given situation here on this earth all the time. So we want to thank you as you align us up this morning and you share with us, you by your Holy Spirit guide us into the most incredible truth of knowing you and getting to understand more and more of what it is to be able to really be in you and you in us. For us to be able to bear much fruit that you will be glorified. So we thank you as you continue to reveal your fatherhood to us and make yourself known. And we give you the praise through Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Amen. Good. Last Sunday we started to look a little bit on the jealousy of God. And if we just have to go back a little bit, we are praying for our nation. But the mandate we have right now, the assignment is praying for the believers, for the family of God living within South Africa. And that's crucial because we are dealing with foundations. But when we speak about foundations, we normally have the mindset it's underground. But we build on a foundation that's been raised from the dead. See, it's a different place where we start building. That's why when God told Moses to build this tabernacle as I command, because it's a shadow of the reality in heaven, and he had to, that which is in heaven, to build on the earth. What did Jesus teach us? Your kingdom, your will be done, your kingdom come as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. So we are busy now as believers, as families of God, surveying foundations, but the foundation is Christ Jesus, and how does that become a reality here on earth? And so as believers, we need to know how to build. And as God builds a house, we will labor in vain. And so we're busy now understanding more and more of the fatherhood of God, because Jesus came to make the Father known. And remember the definition of Jesus. What is eternal life? Eternal life is to know our Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, because His Son, Jesus Christ, is the way to the Father. Okay, if you know the Son, you know the Father. If you love the Son, you love the Father. And so that is what the Holy Spirit is helping us to really be established in, is to really know that we have eternal life, because we know we're growing in our most incredible, intimate relationship of knowing the fatherhood of God. And He's busy with that. Now, this is so important because years now, the Holy Spirit step by step has been leading us, taking us, guiding us into truth all the time, because Jesus came to make the Father known. So all the foundational teachings about the atonement, the blood, Jesus is the way to the Father, He's the life, He's the truth. Everything that the Holy Spirit has been revealing to us concerning the blood of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, is so that we can really get to know the Father, and a nation can know what it is to be fathered, because we as believers know the fatherhood of God. And so we've been looking at that, and that's why when we looked at, for instance, the jealousy of God, we're looking at it from the Father's jealousy for us, His incredible beloved children. And anything that's coming against this love relationship, the covenant that He has made through His Son Jesus, anything that's coming against that to try and destroy this intimate, this father-child relationship, you can know that the Father's jealousy is actively involved in our lives. And that's why it might be a bit uncomfortable right now, because you might be feeling, but I used to get away with this, but no longer, because that's the jealousy of God. That the Father's jealousy, because He knows that is bad for us. That is destroying our relationship. That's destroying the very reason why I've created you and how I've made you. And so the wise thing is to yield to the jealousy of God. That's the wise thing to do. And that's the easiest thing to do. And so that's where we are right now in just looking at these things. But as I shared, we go back to Moses. And one of the things that we see there with Moses is that God only allowed Moses really to really get to see Him and know Him and experience Him in an amazing way. And the other people had to stand in the distance. And even when Moses would go to the tent of meeting and he'll come out and his face is glowing and then he'd put the veil on. We're not like that. That veil's been torn. We see there in Hebrews chapter 9 that we now are able to behold Him and to see His glory. We see that in 2 Corinthians 3 about the veil being removed, and we are able to behold the glory of God and be transformed into His likeness from glory to glory. So we now are on the family of God, the body of Christ living in our nation, in our towns. The body of Christ is able to be able to come through Christ Jesus. He is the way. And now we can really begin to get to know our Father. And this is serious, because Moses would go and he would go to the tent of meeting, and God will then give him instructions on how to deal and what to do. Unless the Father's building, we're going to be building in vain. We're going to be building on the wrong foundations. So we've been speaking about our dreams and our desires, our goals, our hopes, and it's the same thing. We can build on a wrong foundation of our lives, or we can come to the place where we can come and now begin to really be intentional in coming to our Father and spending time and say, Father, share with us. Remember, the Holy Spirit knows the deep things of the Father's heart and makes it known to us so that we have the mind of Christ. Now that now is very important for you and I now, not just to go and rush and start doing something and doing this and doing that, but for you and I right now to come to the place, because He's building on the foundation of His Son Jesus. Christ is the foundation. Okay? And so now we're going to be coming and we're saying, Father, show us. And we need to spend the time now. It's an intentional time where we spend time with our Heavenly Father to get by the Holy Spirit what He wants to do. And that's why we're busy now, where He's wanting us to be able to begin to see that which the natural eye cannot see. And so as our Heavenly Father has been revealing Himself by the Holy Spirit to us, we're beginning to know the fatherhood of God. That's why it was so crucial for you and I to continually yield ourselves and say, Father, I give You the full rights to be my Father. I receive Your fathering within me. So that what happens? We get to know the Father's nature. We get to know the Father's ways. And we begin to experience the fatherhood of God. So that when we see, we can begin to recognize the nature of our Heavenly Father in action. We get to know that the effects of the Heavenly Father in action. So now, because we're beginning to know the Father, and so when we spoke about the jealousy last week, now as we have opened up and we said, Father, I receive Your jealousy. This incredible zeal of Yours for my life and for the family of God in our nation, I receive this jealousy, and we're praying and we're declaring these things. What takes place now? Now we begin to participate in the jealousy of God. So we start to see things that's stealing a nation. We start to see things that are destroying people's lives. And the zeal of God rises up within us. Now we come and we're starting to partake with the jealousy of God. But He has spoken through His Son Jesus. So we need to know, Father, You have spoken through Jesus Christ. How are we going to build on the rock? How are we going to build on the foundation? How are we going to deal with this, with what we see, what sin is doing and what Satan's doing in the lives of the family of God, never mind the unsaved yet. How do we go about this? So it's no longer just that's how we used to do it. No, now sons, mature sons, are led by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit testifies with our spirit, Abba Father. The Spirit knows the deep things of the Father, makes it known to us. Now it's no longer a formula. It's no longer how we used to do it. Now it's every single time we're coming, Father, teach us Your ways. Yeah, show us by Your Holy Spirit the foundation of Jesus. What has Christ done? So that we can begin to move with the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit to start building and seeing an incredible building of God, the people of God being raised up and seeing a nation being touched. So these are the things that is really much now for us to embrace. So in John chapter 14, when Jesus is again sharing, and He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in Me. In My Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with Me, so that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And then Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where You are going, so show us so that we can know the way. And then He says over here, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. Can you see the evangelism explosion as the believers know the Father? No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Can you see when we as family of God know the fatherhood of God? Can you see? Oh, I can see it. I can see. Can you see how the Holy Spirit will move powerfully in the lives of the people of our communities, the unsaved, so that they can come to know the Father? Because we, knowing the Father, I'll show you why I'm saying this as we move on. But this fatherhood of God is a big, big deal on the heart of God right now, that we can experience the fatherhood of God. We want a nation to be saved. We want a nation to be born again. The family of God must know the Father. Because, I'll get there. And Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. If we know Jesus, if we love Jesus, we know the Father. Important for us to know and love Jesus so that we know the Father. If you really knew Me, you would know My Father as well. From now on, you do know Him and have seen Him. And that is why the praying for the open eyes is so crucial, because we've got to be honest and we say, Jesus said, if I really know You, if I really know Jesus, I will know the Father. And that's why I've got to ask, do I know the Father? If I don't, then I don't really know Jesus. He is the way to the Father. See. And if I'm living a life in stress, anxiety, if I'm living a life in panic, if I'm living a life in all this kind of stuff, I don't know Jesus, therefore I don't know the Father. We need to pray for the family of God in South Africa to know Jesus and to know the Father. We're a kingdom of priests. See, we need to be praying for the Holy Spirit to give such revelation to the family of God, because God loves the nation. He wants all to be saved. A And this is our mandate. God has called us. He's given us the authority to pray for the family of God in the nation. And this is kingdom truth that He's wanting us now to take hold of, to use this to be able to pray for our nation, for the family, so that the nation can be saved. Why do you live in South Africa? Why do I live in South Africa? Because God loves the people of South Africa. And Christ is the answer for this nation. And we are the ones Christ lives within us. We give our lives. We sang there, we give our lives. And Jesus, we belong to you. He loves this nation. And we yield Him and say, yes, Lord. We give our lives so that this nation can be saved because of what you have done. One of the things about being a child of God, we cannot be selfish. It's like a contradiction. It just doesn't go together. The heart of God is for all to be saved. And then we carry on, and Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. And then Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I'm in the Father and that the Father is in me? So here we see an amazing insight of you in John chapter 5, where Jesus says over there that I do nothing. He starts off and says, my Father is always at work to this very day. And I too am working. I do nothing without seeing what my Father is doing. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we can begin to see, Father, you are always at work. Therefore, we too will be working. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit. So we're starting to go deeper and maturing in the fatherhood of God. Our Father doesn't want us to stay babies. He wants us to live, so that we can really reveal who our Father is through our lives. So He's dealing with us, and that's why embrace His jealousy. It's good. And then He carries on and He says, yeah, don't you believe that I'm in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing His work. Believe me when I say I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will be doing what I have been doing. Now this is what God wants us to be established in that verse. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will be doing what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And then in John chapter 17, which is our prayer mandate, Jesus then begins to speak, and He says, let me read there from verse 13. I'm coming to you now, but I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am not of the world. Very, very important truth over here. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. For they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Set them apart by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I set myself apart, that they too may be truly set apart. So this amazing truth here where Jesus says, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. What was the motive of the Father in sending his son Jesus? As the Father has sent his son, the motive, the purpose, the reason, the way, Jesus says, so I have sent you. The motive, the reason, the way, the how, everything. Just as my Father has sent me, exactly the same, now I'm sending you. Deep. Very deep. This is going to require revelation. This is going to require us to ask these questions. What do you mean, Yah, Lord Jesus? So Jesus says all the time in this prayer of John 17 and then John 14, as the Father has sent, my Father is in me doing his work. And Jesus says, as the Father is in me doing his work, so I'm sending you, the Father and myself by the Holy Spirit in you doing his work. Same thing. Can't be selfish. The battle comes when we have not yet taken hold of the truth that in Christ my old Adam nature has been crucified. That self-centered will has been put to death. It hasn't got power over me anymore. Now I'm free to be able to choose to follow Jesus and allow his Holy Spirit to live within me. See, if that foundation is not laid, this is very difficult. That's why God has taken us step by step to that very foundation of having died with Christ, and now we are living a resurrected life. His Spirit within us, we yield it to him. So now we can now offer our bodies as instruments of righteousness and no longer being slave to unrighteousness. Foundational truth. So now we get to the place because of a foundational truth. Christ Jesus, what he has done in his death and resurrection, now we get to the place where Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, the Father in me, and I'm in the Father, and the works that I'm doing is the works of the Father, now the same applies to us. The Father in us, Jesus says, when the Spirit of God comes, the Father and I will come make our dwelling within you. So now by the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son dwelling within us, to be able to do the works of the Father. To do the works of the Father. So that the Father is glorified. Now Jesus says, whatever we ask in his name, he will do it so the Father will be glorified. Wow. The same way, the same heartbeat of the Father in sending his son Jesus, the same reason to be able to reveal the Father to the people, to save the people from their sin, to be able to give them eternal life, the very motive, the very heart of God, for God so loved the world. Jesus says, same love for the world, the same heart I send you. So it'll be wise for us to spend time in the presence of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and ask, we need to be established in this. This very motive of yours, as the motive of the Father in sending you to this world, that's the same motive that's you sent us into this world. So we need to connect. We need to be one with your heartbeat. We need to be one with your motive. Sons are led by the Holy Spirit. So that the Father is revealed. So we have this amazing time now where the Holy Spirit is really working within us so that our thoughts are being renewed. So our ambition, our goals, our the reason for our existence, everything now is shifting to the place where we realize, but Father, you and your Son Jesus is in me because of the Holy Spirit, and you, that motive, Christ has sent us. We're not of this world. We've been sent by Jesus Christ into this world so that, Father, your works is being made known through what your Son Jesus Christ has done. So what's your 10-year plan? What's your retirement plan? What's your goals? You see, what foundation is our dreams built upon? What foundation is our future built upon? What is that foundation? So, we have an amazing... Can you see? Oh, can you see? Can you hear? The heartbeat of our Father for the people of our town, of our nation. Can you see? Can you see the chains falling off? Can you see the work of the Father over the nation? Can you see the work of our Heavenly Father in your life this morning? Can you recognize His involvement in the challenges that you are facing right now in this day and this week and last week and whatever it may be, the challenges that you have been experiencing? Have you been able to be still and know that He is God and see the Father, they're fathering us into maturity? Or have you complained and moaned and groaned and had a pity party? See, open the eyes of our hearts so that in our current situation, when we're facing all kinds of challenges, we can sit still and allow the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to see our Heavenly Father, the work of our Father. What is He up to in our own lives? And then we can embrace, and all of a sudden, thanksgiving becomes our reality. Because it's no longer, well, this is a tough day. This is, Father, you are maturing me. I've asked you to be my Father. I've asked you to be involved in my lives. Now I've got all these issues taking place. You are maturing me as a son, to see your glory in this, making me, transforming me, so that all the time you can be glorified through my life. Because before I would be this, will do this, and I'd moan and groan, whatever it may be. But now, no longer, because I see your hand in it. So when I look at my town, when I look at my nation, because I've learned to be able to recognize your involvement in my life through every crisis, through every victory, whatever it may be, I now can begin to look and I can see, Father, I see your nature here. I see you're up to something. Show me. How do I partner with you in this? And we begin to partner with our Heavenly Father. So we get to now a truth, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. No longer fridge magnets. This is our reality in touching the lives of the people in our communities, in our families, wherever we may be. So, one thing I know, when I asked my Heavenly Father to have full rights to father me, I know that everything went wrong. I had more challenges and crises and impossibilities that I've had in a long, long time. And my first reaction was, ah! And then the Holy Spirit said, be still. Sit down. And come and say, now Father, let me see what you're up to. And then He began to show me what He's up to. And then it wasn't, ah, it was now, wow, thank you, Father. Thank you. Your jealousy is beautiful. Your love is so beautiful. And now we're able to receive. Now the lens in which one looks at life is now different. The lens that we look at our situation is different. The lens that we look at our challenges is different, because we can begin to see the incredible glory of our Father in this given situation. So, open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see the unseen. We can see with our spiritual eyes the work of our Heavenly Father, what He's up to. But do you hear the cries of the joy of many, many people, because we are prepared to yield and follow Jesus? Our step of obedience is an answer to many people's lives that are in desperate need. And that's why I always say the God-given dream, the desires within us, the callings, the mandate, whatever you want to use, the terminology, and that is an answer to other people's problems. It's an answer to their desperate need. It's an answer to their hopelessness. So we yield. So when Jesus says that those who love me obey me, we begin to understand why. Why did he say that? So, all I say right now is we're all learning this. This is something that we are maturing in. And it's life changing, because we will look at every challenge in our lives differently. And we will now begin to say, Lord, I want to see, Father, I've asked you to be my Father. I've asked you to father me in this. Show me. And our Father knows how to father us in life. He's a good Father. So, amen. Father, thank you this morning that we can come and we can place ourselves this morning under the mandate of your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, you have spoken to us as the Father has sent you, so you have sent us. And this morning we receive that mandate. We receive that commissioning. And we thank you that you have sent us, so that you and the Father is made known by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you as we yield to you, Holy Spirit, as you teach us, as you guide us, as you make the reality of our Heavenly Father and of our Savior, Jesus Christ, so, so real. Today, Father, I ask that as we come and we have the covenant meal, we receive the foundation of the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice, His broken body, so that we can start building a new life in Christ Jesus as we've been raised from the dead in Him, so that our lives can be established on a foundation of your Son Jesus Christ. So thank you, Lord. We receive your call, and we ask this morning by Holy Spirit's incredible way that, Father, you will give your family in South Africa a revelation of you. We ask that the eyes of our hearts will be opened, so that as a family we will be speaking what we see you are up to and not what the enemy is up to. We ask that you will enable us to have a whole new paradigm, a whole new way of looking at our nation, a whole new way of understanding what's taking place in our nation, so that we can be involved with you, our Father, to bring about the answer of your Son Jesus Christ, to bring about the inheritance that you have given him, this nation of South Africa and all the other nations. So we thank you as you, Lord Jesus, as you now show us what it means to go and make disciples of all nations, so that we can really connect to your very heartbeat to make the Father known. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your ability to take from Jesus and make it known to the family of God. Father, the blood of Jesus, where Satan has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, and sometimes we can place ourselves in there as well. We don't believe you, and our minds are blinded because of unbelief. But today we ask by your incredible Holy Spirit's ministry to break through the darkness and to give truth to the family so that a nation can be saved. And we thank you for that. Jesus, we celebrate this morning as we drink and we eat. We're celebrating that you are the way to the Father. And it's because of you we can know him. Father, we can... Oh, it's such a nice time. It's so good to be able to come and just sit with you and allow you to share with us, to mentor us, to father us, to give us wisdom and insight. What a way of honoring you, Father, by allowing you full rights into our lives. That's such a great place for us honoring you. Hallowed be your name. Father, it's such a joy where we don't have to hide, we don't have to pretend, we can be real in your with you, and you can share with us. Because you have made right what was wrong through the incredible blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We call that justification. So we want to thank you that you have made what has been wrong, you have made it right in your Son, Jesus, so that we have freedom, we have access with you. So we celebrate your blood this morning, Jesus, and we give you the praise and glory for bringing us into a new life, into a family. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.